11:30. This is Observer Radio News. Good morning. I'm Joanne Cayley. It's 7 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. In the news today, Special Investigations Unit are investigating after a man was shot by Toronto police while officers executed a search warrant at a Scarborough home on Eglinton and Midland Avenue. The man was injured by a bullet wound to his leg and was taken to Sunnybrook Hospital. SIU are looking into whether the firearm discharged intentionally or accidentally. Also in local news, the Scarborough Bluffs rest along a city's waterfront. They are a natural formation of beautiful cliffs overlooking Lake Ontario. However, erosion threatens the cliffs and the properties nearby. As Scarborough Observer's Ali Raza reports, we take a look at what is being done to prevent further damage.
As waves from the lake keep slamming into the bluffs, there is a concern of damage and erosion. The Toronto and Region Conservation Authority has been working on the Meadowcliff Drive Erosion Control Project since 2011. The project is going to build protective structures along the Meadowcliff shoreline to prevent further erosion and damage. Senior Construction Supervisor Mark Preston explains why the TRCA is concerned.
The major reasons to protect the properties. You know, the very east end of Meadowcliff Drive, that number one Meadowcliff, that's an Ontario Heritage property. And then if all those properties would be at risk, including an Ontario Heritage property.
Although they have a gorgeous view, residents are worried about their own houses. When erosion started to speed up in 2006, Meadowcliff residents hurried to get the TRCA to do something about it. Meadowcliff resident Susan Skinoka talks about why she became concerned.
You can see that stump. So we had that tree taken down this year simply because it's so close to the edge that as it was swaying, it was going to do damage to the cliff. And so we used to be able to drive our lawnmower around the other side of that tree. So we're talking probably a good 15 feet has gone since we moved here, so kind of a foot a year.
The project is expected to be completed by July and will provide the much-needed protection for Meadowcliff Drive. Ali Raza, Observer Radio News, Scarborough.
Sources told CBC the RCMP had been following one of the two suspects, Shahid Essayer, charged with the alleged Villarreal terror plot for almost a year. Sources also said Essayer and Raid Jasser, the other suspect, were guided by an Al-Qaeda member living in Iran. During yesterday's second court appearance, Essayer spoke against the criminal code, saying the conclusions don't apply to him because the criminal code is not, quote, a holy book. The Justice of Peace ordered Essayer to be detained until next court appearance on May 23rd, along with the co-accused Raid Jasser. Both dispute the charges against them. 194 people are dead so far after a garment factory building collapsed in Bangladesh. Officials say they were warned to evacuate when cracks in the building became visible, but factories ignored the order. Factory managers even told employees the cracks were of no concern. Local police have filed cases of negligence against the building owner. The factory made clothing for Western brands, including the Canadian brand Joe Fresh. Over 3,000 employees worked at the factory, but it is unknown how many were inside during the collapse. 2,000 people were rescued so far. Turning now to sports, the Leafs have to play better than last night's 5-2 loss against the Tampa Bay Lightnings if they want to have home ice advantage. They currently have 55 points and are fifth in Eastern Conference. The Leafs have to win their game tonight against the Panthers and beat Montreal Canadiens on Saturday in the final game of regular season. If this happens, Leafs finish fourth in the East. The Jays beat the Baltimore Orioles yesterday 6-5 without even taking a swing. Both teams were tied 5-5, and the Jays had the bases loaded in the 11th inning when Jim Johnson walked Maser Esturiz. The Jays are hoping to win in tonight's first of a four-game series against the Yankees. Toronto FC took home a 2-0 win against the Montreal Impact last night in the Amway Canadian Championship's first semifinal in Montreal. And in entertainment, the director of award-winning film Sienna, Asif Kapadia, is making a documentary on the life of the late singer Amy Winehouse. The Winehouse family has given their blessing to Kapadia, saying he will present Amy, who died in 2011, in an honest way. Gwyneth Paltrow is many things: actress, cookbook author, and blogger. But now she's adding another title to that list after being named 2013 World's Most Beautiful Woman by People's Magazine. She takes the People's title from Beyoncé Knowles, who won in 2012. The issue will hit newsstands on Friday. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Joanne Kayleigh. Have a great day.